Nako Nikutia, and we had Uncle Waffles with yet another song called Wadivusa, and that song actually features PC and DJ Wabiza. It's quite an amazing tune as well. It's 1744 on Power. Stand by for the Power FM Evening News.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
1xBet.
1xBet.
With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm. Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins. Epic wins. Endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Chatsepo MP grateful for consistent increase in CDF allocation. Zara Russo has called for increased adherence to copyright laws amid rising digital infringements. In international news, militant attack on a military base in Burkina Faso kills 50 troops. And in sports, Chipolopolo midfielder Kelvin Mwanza says preparations for the African Nations Championship CHAN are going on well ahead of the tournament that kicks off this weekend.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Chasepo Member of Parliament Meshack Kinyambose has expressed gratitude to the government for consistently increasing the Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation, which currently stands at 30.6 million kwacha. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, the lawmaker noted that the increased funding has enabled the implementation of major developmental projects in the district, highlighting that the previous allocation of 1.6 million kwacha for Chasefu was insufficient for meaningful development initiatives. He said under the current allocation, Chasefu District has witnessed notable projects including the construction of a mortuary, which has ended the practice of burying loved ones within 24 hours due to lack of facilities. Additionally, the lawmaker said that 146 million kwacha was recently released for the completion of the Chasefu boarding school, noting that this will help the residents not to send their children to boarding schools out of the district. Furthermore, Mr. Nyambose revealed that 146 million kwacha has been released to complete the Chasefu boarding school, addressing a long-standing need in the district. Currently, the district has 9 day schools, but no boarding school, forcing residents to send their children to schools outside the district.
But why should we have a situation where a district does not have a mortuary? We embarked upon building our own mortuary in Chasefu. We did it using the same CDF. Had we not been given the enhanced CDF, where are we going to do the same? The answer is no. 2,000,000. And I want to emphasize the point how the increment from 1.6 million to 25.7 million is a blessing to the people, not only of Chasefu, but the people of Zambia. If it was 1.6, assuming we were going to continue with 1.6 million, we were not going to buy a grader. From the same 25.7, we bought a tractor and a tipping trailer at about 600,000. We also bought a TLOB.
The Zambia Reprographic Rights Society, ZARSO, has called for increased adherence to copyright laws amid rising digital infringements. As digital content spreads rapidly across social media and online platforms, ZARSO Chief Executive Officer Ruth Simujaya Ngombe has stressed the importance of protecting creators' rights in the increasingly accessible environment. In an exclusive interview with Power FM News, Ms. Simujaya Ngombe has since cautioned against the common misconception that content available online or in public places is free to use without permission. She has warned that unauthorized use of written or visual materials constitutes a clear violation of copyright law and can lead to serious legal consequences. Ms. Simuja Ngombe emphasized that ignorance of copyright laws is not a valid defense, and those caught infringing on rights may face court action. She has therefore urged content creators to actively understand and assert their rights by seeking permission before using protected material.
Like they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse, number one, but then also we have the copyright law that does apply to that type of usage of words. So what we would want to say is to caution people and sound a warning that just because you don't know and you're not aware does not mean that you can go scot-free. If somebody today decides to take action against you using their content without their permission, then you find yourself in court because it means you're infringing on copyright. And because copyright exists automatically, when a person creates, even when you don't see the C symbol, the copyright symbol, that work is protected. Firstly, if you're going to create works that embodies other people's works, please, please get permission from the owners. Just because you can access it does not mean that it is free. And if you're a creator, always be aware of your copyright. And if you are not sure, seek advice and get clarity from Zarko.
In another development, UPND Media Director Mark Simoe has appealed to the Saka City Council to keep the media informed on the key projects that the council is working on under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking during a courtesy call on the mayor of Lusaka, Chilando Chitangala, Mr. Simoe notes that the Lusaka district has achieved significant progress on CDF projects in most of the constituencies, hence the need for more collaborations with the media to highlight the impact of these projects. He has since notified the mayor that the media will be visiting the CDF projects to show the people the development that has been made so far in the city. Meanwhile, Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala says Lusaka District has improved in the utilization and uptake of the Constituency Development Fund, emphasizing the council's commitment to transparency and accountability in CDF implementation for the benefit of the communities. The mayor added that the council will continue to provide information to the public through the press regarding CDF projects, as CDF remains a game changer in developing the city and country at large. Government, through the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, has disclosed that plans to construct three industrial yards in Southern, Central and Muchinga provinces at an estimated cost of $10.5 million are near completion. This is in a bid to enhance competitiveness among micro, small and medium enterprises and strengthen cooperatives in line with government's agenda of fostering economic growth, creating employment opportunities and uplifting businesses in underserved regions. Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development Principal Public Relations Officer Virginia Chilongo says the construction for the three industrial yards is expected to take about 18 months, commencing in mid-2026. Ms. Chilongo has disclosed that that project is to be financed by the African Development Bank, AFDB, under Phase 2 of the Skills Development and Entrepreneurship Project supporting women and the youth. She says that the industrial yards will house businesses in different value chains, including energy, agribusiness, timber, wood, metals, materials, and innovation, as part of ongoing efforts by the ministry to promote industrial development, job creation, and economic empowerment across Zambia. Additionally, she highlighted that each industrial yard is estimated to have 30 light manufacturing workshops for SMEs and cooperatives, who will, on average, create 25 jobs per business, resulting in over 2,000 jobs for the local people. So far, with support from the African Development Bank, AFDB, the ministry has successfully constructed and operationalized 8 industrial yards in Lusaka, Copperbelt, Northwestern, Western, Luapula, Northern and Eastern provinces.
The Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development is pleased to announce that plans are nearly complete for the construction of three industrial yards in Southern, Central and Muchinga provinces. Each industrial yard is estimated to have 30 light manufacturing workshops for SMEs and cooperatives who will on average create 25 jobs per business, resulting in over 2,000 jobs for the local people. The cost of construction for the three industrial yards is estimated at $10.5 million United States dollars.